And I think that that's going to move in our favor, so that tariffs hopefully will be removed. And even if the tariffs are removed, there's not enough competition in that area. But it's not just that. I mean, it's the total cost of operating a farm and the lack of margin in the products that we produce in the commodities markets. And so we've gotten ourselves into a situation where 90% of our food supply in this country comes from 12% of the farms. And by the way, only about 1% of people farm. And so you're talking about, 12% of 1%. Those are pretty large family farms. If you look at the tax policy that is being proposed by Joe Biden and the other liberal Democrats, now to their credit, there have been some conservative Democrats that have, the few that are left have said, the federal estate tax and capital gains increases on the American farm family is not in the best interest of the country. And so we've been able to push back on those tax increases they've proposed. But if the American farm family is not able to efficiently transfer that land to the next generation, then it's going to move out of production agriculture. And that is not in the best interest of the American citizens.